This is Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Hello, podcasters. It's Cliffo and Gabby, the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thank you for hitting download. Today, it's Wednesday, day of release of the pod. So we do a thing called WTF Wednesday on Wednesdays.
Because it's all about the weird things, the things that make you go, WTF? And we actually talked to a parrot today.
Yeah, I'm just letting that sink in.
We talked to a parrot.
We've officially interviewed every human on planet Earth. We we're moving to the animal kingdom.
This parrot could potentially be making more money than us.
Had a little bit to say.
Yeah, he did actually.
We also talk food combos that shouldn't work but just do. And Gabby introduced a game to the show called Paint Name or Drag Queen.
Probably the only time it'll ever happen, but it's a great game.
I cannot see this getting another run. It's coming up on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
Cliffo and Gabby's WTF Wednesday.
What the f***?
Okay, that sort of leads nicely into this WTF Wednesday. The stories that have you going, WTF? And influencer parrot joining us on the show later on.
Hamlet,
the influencer parrot. But what we like to do before we get to our main course when it comes to WTF Wednesdays, we like to serve up a little appetizer.
Little teaser,
WTF. And that's what we're going to do now. A story, I don't know, like I think this says a lot about producer Alicia, the stories that she finds.
I love it. Nice and wacky.
Like, I don't know where her mind is, but it does have me concerned. This morning she's found a story of a man who has not put his arm down in over 10 years.
As in, now, how high is it?
What do you mean?
Is it like up like you're like, going to ask a question at school?
I'm glad you put your arm up. Keep it up, because I was going to ask you to do that. Oh. Just for this rave, just for the next 90 seconds.
It's already hurting.
Right? So what you've done, I know this is stupid because you're listening on the listener app or you're listening on the radio, so you can't see it.
Yeah.
But Gabby has her arm raised, her right arm
like
raised.
Like I want to ask a question.
Like she's asking a question.
Please, miss, pick me.
That's exactly what this guy has done for over 10 years.
Wow.
He's doing it in honor of his God. It's even raised when he sleeps. Don't sniff under your arm, you weirdo.
No, I was just checking if I'd shaved, which I haven't.
little treat for everyone.
Anyway.
Out there. Look, you having a sniff. I was like, you bloody weirdo. So it's even raised when he sleeps.
Oh, wow.
The arm
his bed
is
must
now
be long to fit his arm in.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
The arm, he wouldn't be able to sleep in bunk beds, would he? Like on the bottom bunk.
Not at all.
He says the arm is now completely senseless and it stays in that position naturally. And mate, I'm looking at images of it now and it is effed up. Like it's all skinny and bones and where the joint of like the shoulder meets the sort of neck.
Yeah.
It's all popping out like it's dislocated. It's so messed up.
It would have totally frozen. Hey, like
pretty
his
much.
Shoulder would just not even move anymore.
There's no strength in it whatsoever. And you can see there's no muscle mass.
It hurts a lot.
He has to do everything with his other arm. All right? Now you've done... Where's the timer here? You've done about...
2 minutes?
A little under. How's it going?
It really hurts.
All right.
Like, well, where my... Like the bicep type area, the upper arm, very painful.
Straight to hell for you, my friend. Gabby, the movies are so hot right now. And it's great to see the movies up and happening again after a
COVID.
Couple of lean years.
Totally.
It's tough for that business for a long time. But I went to the movies over the weekend with my daughter and we went and saw the new, what's it called? It's got a really long name, but it's Superman's
DC
Pets.
League of Super Pets.
I think
something.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like Superman's dog
yes.
is the main character. It's got Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it. And it's got Kevin Hart in it, and it was just awesome and had a great time, just a little daddy-daughter date with my 8-year-old, Matilda, who has discovered the joy of mixing in your Maltesers with your popcorn
yes.
at the movies. And I said, like, when the trailers were playing, I'm like, I'm gonna teach you a little life lesson now, done a little life hack. This works every time. And we did it. We poured the Maltesers into the popcorn. If you haven't done this before...
It's the dream.
For me, it's a combo that shouldn't work,
but
it 100% just does.
Mm.
You've got the sweetness of the Maltesers and the chocolate, but the saltiness of the popcorn. And I don't know what happens, but when you put those two in your mouth, like It's like when Eric like ate a banana in Banana Man. Like a transformation occurs in your
mouth. You're right. It's fireworks. So it's amazing. I do enjoy it too.
And I did go home and I mentioned it to my wife. I said, I taught our daughter a life lesson, the tipping of the Maltesers into the popcorn.
Mm.
And my wife's like, you know, the other, you know, sweet, salty combo that I did as a kid. And I'm like, what? She goes, you used to get the Macca's chips, mm-hmm. like a pile of Macca's chips, and then dip them in the thick shake.
I used to do it in the soft serve.
The soft serve?
Just as good.
Yeah, you'd get more dippage there, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Like you get more coverage because the soft serve is thicker.
And it's ready to go.
In like, the shake, yeah.
You just use the chip as a spoon.
Apparently Sia, she's mad for avocado and peanut butter.
That's weird.
Very fatty snack.
That's weird. I like peanut butter on apple.
Oh, I've seen you do that before.
I love that as a morning snack.
Haven't you done weird things with bananas before as well? Is that you? Did you put banana on toast?
Do not ever take that out of context, please. But yes, banana and
honey. Hey, what you do in your time.
Banana and honey on toast is a dream.
Righto, let's open the phones. 13 10 60. Give us your food combos that shouldn't work. Like on paper, these food combos shouldn't work.
Sounds kind of gross.
But in your mouth, boom, something just magic happens.
Yep.
So for me, I don't know, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the top of the pile is the Maltesers and popcorn. That's the best for me.
I reckon equals with Macca's, chippies and ice cream.
Okay. Oh, look, I'm not going to argue. We're all winners, aren't we?
That's true.
But Sia, she's mad on the avocado and the peanut butter. Mm. What do you do? Bananas and honey
on toast.
There's a lot out there. 13, 10, 60. Give us your best flavor combos that should not work, but just do. There's heaps coming through. We'll go to Chrissy first. Chrissy, what food combo shouldn't work, but just does?
So we grab like the salt and vinegar chips out of a packet and put them on white bread. But then we use cream cheese as the butter.
What?
Oh, I love that.
I like a chip sandwich, but I've never gone with salt and vinegar and cream cheese.
Gabby, whenever in life is the addition of cheese a bad thing? Nah, cheese.
You reckon it'd be delish?
I think that'd be fine.
It's amazing.
I don't know. You're just adding, because salt and vinegar chips are savoury.
Yeah.
Cream cheese is savoury. That can't be bad, Gabby. Get on board, mate.
I'm going to have to give it a go before I judge.
Nah, Chrissy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I can taste in my mind. Like maybe that's a skill I have that's a little more honed than you, Gabs. I don't know.
Potentially.
Thank you, Chrissy. 13, 10, 60. We're going to go to Maddie next. Maddie, what flavor combo shouldn't work but just does?
Cheese, twisties and vanilla ice cream.
What? So you're dipping twisties in ice cream like a spoon, like using them as a spoon.
Or are you just putting them over the top like a garnish?
No. We always dip them in the ice cream like a spoon.
Wow.
You'd have to have soft ice cream, wouldn't you?
Interesting.
Yeah, like soft serve or something.
Cheesy ice cream.
Oh, you could just do it with the little tubs of ice cream, like the little baby mini tubs.
Yeah, like a little Dixie cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could crush up the twisties and put like a twisty powder over the top.
You could.
Didn't think of that. Yeah, we just always use it as a spoon.
Interesting.
Thanks, Maddie. 13, 10, 60. We'll move on. Daz is next. Daz, what flavor combo shouldn't work but just does?
Tomato sauce on toast.
Oh, classic.
I'm not mad about that one because I used to have tomato sauce sandwiches. I've never toasted them, but
after school snack.
Man, not bad.
That's it's because Daz is fancy, mate.
Yeah, he just toasts it.
You're not fancy.
I didn't have time for that.
Thanks, Daz. 13, 10, 60. We'll go to Lucy to end it. Lucy, what flavour combo shouldn't work but just does?
Hello. So Kent pumpkin and cinnamon sugar.
Okay.
And how
do
you
specifically Kent pumpkin? We can't go Jap pumpkin
or butternut.
It's got to be Kent.
It has to be Kent pumpkin.
Okay. And then how do you prepare that? Like, do you cook it?
So I just cut my Kent pumpkin up. I spray a little bit of coconut oil onto it and then cover it with, no joke, as much cinnamon sugar as you want. Stick it in the air fryer at 180 degrees for about 10 to 15 minutes. Flip it halfway and, hey, presto, it's the best thing
Lucy,
on sliced bread. Yes?
You're a genius. You know what you've created there, my friend? A healthy donut. Healthy-ish donut.
Healthy-ish. There we go.
Healthy-ish donut.
pretty shocked by names of paint colours, Cliffo, because obviously there's such a range of colours that they have to get creative with what they call them. And my husband, Nev, is a painter, so he's across some of these weird and wonderful paint colours. But he was even surprised when he came home this week and he had to get a new paint colour at work, and it was named Persian Pussy.
Sorry, what?
Persian Pussy, which I'm sure is a breed of cat. But
it's a little bit.
What
like,
colour do you reckon that would be?
Oh, you don't want to know.
It's a grey green, by the way.
A grey green. I would not pick Persian Pussy as a grey green,
right?
Kind of colour. Yeah. I feel like the people at Waddle or Dulux or whatever who get to
Taubmans.
Name the paints. This is Taubmans, was it? I feel like the people at Taubmans, they're a little bit like racehorse owners.
Yes.
How crazy can we get?
Without getting in trouble.
Without getting in trouble.
I know.
Persian Pussy. Even that. I don't feel right saying it.
I know.
It's 16 to 8 on a Wednesday morning.
But it's just a paint colour. But I have done a little bit of research and I've come up with a few paint colour names that are very, very, very interesting. And I've mixed them in with a couple of drag queen names. And I'm going to see if you can tell the difference.
I like this.
So we're going to play
another,
a little game.
Another very creative.
Yes, Field.
Field is the naming of a drag character.
Totally. All right, so
game
we're going to get into
music,
it.
Music, please. Mm-hmm.
First up, Snugglepuss.
Snugglepuss.
Drag queen or paint colour?
Is a paint colour.
You're right, it's like a light purple. Well done.
I knew that. I'm a big fan of the Snugglepuss on the walls.
What about Hedda Lettuce?
Hedda Lettuce? Drag queen.
Yeah.
Hedda Lettuce.
You know you're drag queen. Hedda
Lettuce. Mate, my wife is the biggest RuPaul fan in the world. I'm pretty sure I've heard of Hedda Lettuce.
You've got two right so far. What about Spill the Wine?
Spill the Wine. Paint colour. A burgundy maroon is going to be
it's
my
tip. It's a dark maroony brown. What about...
Wow, how's this? Nearly 5 years working on air together, we've finally found my skill set.
This is your skill set. I don't know what that says about
determining
you.
Determining the difference between paint colours and drag queens.
What about Dead Salmon?
Dead Salmon. Well, that's a tough one. I want to continue my perfect run, so I want to get it right. Dead Salmon, I'm going to say, is a paint colour.
You're right. It's like a light browny pink.
Yeah.
Sherry Vine.
Sherry Vine.
Mm.
Sherry Vine. Drag queen.
Correct. You're doing so well. Two more to go. Jinx Monsoon.
Paint colour.
Incorrect. Ba-da. That is a drag queen. And finally.
Jinx Monsoon.
What about Plum Daddy?
Plum Daddy. Had a few girlfriends who called me that before. Plum Daddy.
Plum Daddy.
Plum Daddy. Plum Daddy is a paint colour.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man. Us Plum Daddies, we know the colours, we know ourselves, we know who we are.
You know who you are. So. These are the chats that have you saying WTF, and I love this one because there is actually a bird by the name of Hamlet, who is a parakeet, who has more followers on TikTok than some of the big influencers in Australia, like Abby Chatfield, who's on Hot Nights with Abby here on this station. Hamlet joins us right now, along with Bridget, his owner. How are you, Bridget?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Hello, Hamlet. He's very chatty. What sort of bird is Hamlet, very quickly?
Hamlet is an Indian ringneck parrot. He's a little diva, to be honest.
Are you aware that he's so chatty, isn't he? are you aware that he's actually overtaken the likes of Abby Chatfield and I believe there's like some more
Celeste
famous
Barber.
People, like Celeste Barber. Like, were you aware that he's overtaken all these influences?
I knew there was a couple, but I didn't know Abby was included in that. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, it's just growing, yeah.
How did Hamlet get started on social media?
It's okay, just chill out. Doing exactly what he's doing now, to be honest. Just being himself. I managed to capture most of it on camera, and the world fell in love with it just as much as I did, to be honest.
Over 4 million followers on TikTok. It's crazy. I feel like we should just hand the stage to Hamlet.
Yeah, he's so chatty.
Because he's very chatty.
He wants his stay in the spotlight.
Can you get him to have a bit of a chit chat, or like, do you just want to have a conversation with him, or is it better if we speak to him, or what's best here?
Well, usually he just kind of jumps into it if he gets the chance. What do you reckon, mate? You going to have a chat? Yeah.
How you doing, Hamlet?
You're stopping you, really. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's like working with Gabby. It's like there's just nonsensical
just randomly
noises coming out.
Yeah, good. What's the best video Hamlet's ever done? What's the one that's gone absolutely viral?
Well, the one that went absolutely haywire was one where I was simply just putting a piece of apple in his cage. Yeah, do you remember it? Yeah?
Apple.
And apple. He's an apple man. Yeah. And it was the case of him seeing it. He gave me a kiss and was like, all right, and it's get going about it. And
actually,
in and the world went bumpy.
He's such a diva. He's not letting you have your moment, Bridget.
We scheduled an interview with a woman and a parrot, obviously. I mean, what did we think was going to happen?
I don't know.
It's gotten to the point now where Hamlet actually has his own T-shirts, mugs, and a plushie. Chantyb.com.au is the website. What do we follow if we want to follow Hamlet on TikTok?
Chantyb97 on TikTok.
Chantyb97 on TikTok. Well, there you have it, guys. An interview with the parrot live.
That is definitely a WTF.
On radio and the listener app. And a parrot that has overtaken some of Australia's top influencers when it comes to followers. Bridget, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you and Hamlet on. Big love.
Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Shut up.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
I am the queen of the hack. If you want to cut a corner, if you want more time on the couch watching TV but still need to get stuff done, I am your gal.
If you remember Sherry Bobbins, the rip-off Mary Poppins from The Simpsons, who used to cut corners.
That's me.
And make life simple.
That is me.
It's Gabby. She's Sherry Bobbins.
If you're not a Gordon Ramsay in the kitchen, today's hack is for you because I don't know about you.
I feel like this is a hack maybe off Gabby's learned experience.
Well, kind of. It's something that I've researched because it is something that I do quite often, and that is boil over pots. I don't know what it is, and I blame my stovetop, but no matter what I do, things boil over. No, it's electric.
Okay.
But even if it's on, you know, it goes up to 6 on the dial, and even if it's on 3, I still manage to boil things over the pot. I just can't figure it out.
You haven't nailed the art of the simmer.
I have not exactly.
Unless it's simmering tension.
I've got
Gabby's
that.
Good
in
at.
Spades.
In spades.
So I did a little bit of research and there is one that's actually going viral at the moment, but the other two I'll go with first. Yeah. So if you want to stop the pot from boiling over, supposedly you just put a wooden spoon over the top of the
I've
pot.
Oh, I've seen that before. Is that what that does?
I feel like I've tried that and it didn't really work for me.
Depends how vigorously the pot
is boiling.
Exactly. Like it's just
going
to boil over
just
the fence.
Just keep going over.
Yeah.
Exactly. The other one is to oil the inside of the pot before you start the boil. I haven't actually tried that one because that's a whole other step, which I'm not going to do. Like that's a lot of effort.
Our friend Nate is paneling the show for us today. And he's Italian and I feel
so
like
angry right
the
now,
idea of like oil around a pot or something that you're about to put pasta into. Feel like Nate the Italian is just boiling over himself.
Thank you, Nate.
That's a big
no. Okay, well the final one, and this is one that has gone viral recently, to stop a pot if it's already boiling over.
Yeah.
Is to balance it out, you just stick a couple of ice cubes in there. So if you put the ice... I know, right?
Why have we thought of that?
In there, cools it down straight away, straight down back to a simmer, and you're good to go.
I know you when you're cooking, though. There's usually a wine in your hand. I know you're not, you know, above putting the odd ice cube
in your wine. I was about to say, yeah, that's where my ice is coming from.
Can I sacrifice wine ice for this? I don't think so.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.